today to hear a word from God today. And I guarantee you, you're going to do that. You've tuned into his frequency, and that is the word of God, where God is always speaking, and that is in his word. He always has a word for you. Always. When you take the time to search him out, he will have a word for you. And through his word today, I know that you will receive some instruction and what you need to hear. Prior to getting started, this weekend, I invite you out to Island Community Church. We're going through the book of 1 and 2 Peter. We're in 1 Peter. We're in chapter 2. And I would love to see you. God's doing a great work at our church. And I want to invite you. And I do invite you. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, 10:30 to about 11:45 or so. If you enjoy this radio program, and if you live in the area, why don't you come by and visit? I think you'll enjoy yourself. I think you'll hear a word from God there as well, I know, like everyone else does. Here today, the word is going to come out of the book of Matthew, and it's something that the Lord Jesus said. He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." That's where we're at. It's an older sermon from, I guess not that old, about 2 years ago. So this will play today and wrap up tomorrow. Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
We have a house dog here too. Her name is Sarah. And Sarah hates my gavel. So some Weisenheimer around here brought this in for me today, whose names will go unmentioned. Never fear, church. Never fear. I will not be silenced. Again, though, I'm grateful to see so many people here worshiping the Lord today. I don't know if you know it or not, but we have a radio program. It's called WGOD Radio, and that's on at 7 in the morning on WMIE, my other job, 91.5. And 11:45 in the morning, it's on too. And we're starting in Virginia on the 1st of April. It's a WDZY. So if the Lord puts it on your heart to donate toward that, I never ask for money, but I certainly could use all the help to get that program out there. So, and again, that's going to fit in line with our sermon today. We're in the Sermon on the Mount. When the Lord says to lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth can't corrupt, where thieves can't steal, is sowing into this radio ministry or in whatever else work that you're doing. We'll get to that, though, as we're moving along here today. Again, this is the Sermon on the Mount. We're in part 4. It's been a difficult trek through this sermon because it shows us just how short we fall on God's glory. Now, let's pick it up here today, the Gospel of Matthew, starting in chapter 6, starting in verse 19. It says, "Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy." New King James says destroy. "And where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So what's the Lord's message to us here? I'm reminded of the lyric to that song. At least one person I know sings it. His name is Carmen. It says, "When all in life is done and past, only what's..." Everyone know that song? "Only what's all, when all in life is done and past, only what's done for Christ will last." I found this old note in an old Bible of mine. "Moths eat clothes, rust eats cars, and thieves steal money. If all you do is accumulate wealth here on earth, by any and every means, you can still lose it all in just 1 minute. By dying, by thievery. So many people during the Great Depression lost all that they had in a day. That's what coined the term mattress money. That's from all these Italians that lost everything that they had. They never trusted a bank again. When I was in real estate, the houses that we sold, the Italians took it out of the mattress, which is now, thanks to all the drug pushers, is illegal now. You can't do that. But you need, you know, old Guido, we needed $75,000 for a house, into the mattress. Out come the $100 bills. Mattress money. But still, thieves can break in and steal it, and it'll all be gone in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. There, during the Depression, when they lost their wealth, many committed suicide. Their entire foundation was built upon sand. Here today and gone tomorrow. So instead of padding your bank account here on earth, instead of just an IRA, accumulate heavenly wealth that no man can steal, that no devil can steal, that no politician can tax. Sorry, government, you can't tax what you lay up in heaven. There is no estate tax on what you plant and what you deposit up in heaven. Sorry, Mr. Cuomo, but you can't have at it. It's tax-free. Tax-free. Like soul winning. Like ministering to the down and out. These people, we hear this spoken to them. Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. And the king says this, and inasmuch as you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. That's how you accumulate wealth in heaven that no politician can tax. It's what you do in Jesus' name here on earth. This is how you accumulate treasure in heaven, feeding the hungry. Number two, clothing the poor. Number three, supporting ministries. Helping me pay for my radio program is doing it. This, according to James, he says, pure and undefiled religion before God. You see, religion is not a bad word. All these new kids on the block make it a bad word. Not according to God is it a bad word. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble. And to keep oneself unspotted from the world. James 1:27. These things are treasures you build in heaven. And Lord willing, have been building already. Right? Imagine that, your spiritual bank account. Is your spiritual bank account growing and healthy? Or perhaps even overflowing? That you need to find other ways to bless God? I know some rich people that way. Rich Christians, they got so much money, they just don't know what to do. Who can I bless? They say. The spiritual bank account. Or is your spiritual bank account bankrupt? Or plumb out of money? What are you doing now to sow into your spiritual bank account? How can you assure you're building up your spiritual bank account in heaven? Answer, by sowing. Sow. Feed, clothe, support, visit, help to the least of these, my brethren. That's how you do it. And you'll reap a harvest later after you die. Everyone good with that? That's it for this section here. Matter of fact, that's it for the sermon. Everyone have a great day. No, we're not getting out of here at 20 after 11 today, friends. I learned my lesson last week. Make these poor guys come up and sing a song again. No, not today. Next up, the lamp of the body, verse 29. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, Greek word oplus, it means unmixed or clear. King James says single, unmixed. I like that. If your eye is unmixed, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, then your whole body will be full of darkness. If, therefore, the light that is in you is darkness, oh, how great is that darkness! Exclamation point. Have you ever looked into the eyes of people in the newspaper that were arrested for various crimes or on television? Have you ever noticed how dark and evil their eyes are? Have you noticed that before? Read through the newspaper, you'll see. And I feel bad for them more than anything. And you should too, because you've got the cure for them. Why don't you go visit the jail when you leave here? This is why I'm so excited about this radio program I'm starting. Because its number one audience is people in the biggest jail, one of the biggest jails in the country, is in Petersburg, Virginia. And I heard that all the mail comes in from people in jail. And, I'm excited about that. We're going to do some damage in this jail. Because whom the sun sets free is free indeed. And I can't wait to see what God is going to do to people that he's got their attention. They've got no choice but to pay attention. They're in jail. And I'll tell you what, like God's done for me so many times, God will turn bad into good in their life. He'll turn sin and turn it into something good, because that's what he does. He turns your sin and your missteps into something good, because that's what he does. His name is Almighty God. He'll take your mistakes and turn them around into something good. That's what he does. Have you ever realized that you cannot turn on darkness? Darkness is the absence of light. You can't turn it on. My advice is to come to Jesus and let him flood you with light. The Lord Jesus said, I am the light of this world. He who follows after me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8:12. John 1:9, he is the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. When you're full of light, there's no room for darkness. Darkness cannot exist where light is. It can't. Walk in the light. That's my encouragement to you today. Stay in the light. If we walk in the light, John said, as he is in the light. You know, John loved these examples of comparing light and darkness. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. I've seen some dark, evil people in my life. Funny, too, how some people live in darkness. They live in dark houses. They wear dark clothes. Other than Johnny Cash, they paint their walls dark, and they're full of darkness. You, on the other hand, are full of light, and it shows. That's why people full of darkness hate you, because of the light that's in you. They're jealous of the light. Others fear the light. Me, personally, I love light. I can't get enough of it. Bright, cheerful houses, bursting with glorious light. I love houses and apartments that are white with all these windows, with a white carpet and white paint, and we'll open it up and it's just glaring, just white. It's like I feel at home there. White, light. You know, I found these other verses here. The Bible's got a lot to say about light. Listen to some of these. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light unto my path. Matthew 4:16, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Matthew 5:16, in the same way, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. John 8:12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows after me will not walk in darkness. 1 John 1:5, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus' Son cleanses us from all sin. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? John 12:35, Jesus said, you are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Believe in the light while you have the light so that you may become children of light. Ephesians 5:14, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you, or Christ will give you light. Luke 11:34, your eye is a lamp of the body. When your eyes are healthy, your whole body is full of light. Psalm 119, verse 130, the unfolding of your words gives light, gives understanding to the simple. James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, comes down from the Father of lights. 1 Peter 2:9, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And at the end of the Bible, Revelation 21, the city does not need the sun or the moon to shine in it, because the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. I'd say the Bible has a lot to say about light. What do you think? My encouragement to you, walk in the light. Darkness and light cannot coexist. If you stay and walk in the light as he is in the light, you're in constant fellowship with God. That's how you hear from God. That's how you get your prayers answered all the time, is by walking in the light. The good news is, if you find yourself full of darkness, you can change that today. You don't have to stay there. See, this is good news. That's not your eternal destiny. You can change what's inside of you. If the light in you is dark, you can change it right here today before you walk out of this church. By calling on the name of the Lord, replace the darkness with the light. Ask me about it later if you want to know. If you need help, if you find yourself full of darkness, and if you need help, let me know. I'll help you. Next up, who's your master? Verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now, Mark 10:17 says this. Now, as they're going out on the road, one came running and knelt before him and said, good teacher, what should I do that I may inherit eternal life? So Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is, God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. And he answered and said to him, teacher, All these things I have kept from my youth. Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, one thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, what we've been looking at. You know, I didn't even see that connection until now. And then he said, come, take up the cross and follow me. But he was sad at this word, and he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Now, Jesus had the ability, being God, to look right through a man and a woman and peer right into your soul. Here he saw a man that worshiped what the Bible calls mammon. It's an Aramaic word for cash on the barrel. Worshiped his money. Notice, please, Jesus' response. It says, then Jesus, so the guy sat at his word and he went away sorrowful. Then Jesus looked around and said, look at that. He didn't even get up. He didn't go after him. He didn't say he was sorry for offending him. He didn't water down the truth to gain followers. He hits you right in the breadbasket with the truth. And it's up to you, church, to receive it or reject it. He didn't chase the guy. Oh, I'm so sorry you misunderstood me. Here's the truth. Receive it or reject it. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answered again and said to them, children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eyes of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And they were greatly astonished, said among themselves, well, who then can be saved? But Jesus looked at him and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. With God, all things are possible. If you hold on to your money for dear life, Jesus says today he can set you free from having money as your God. Because with God, all things are possible. Now remember, the percentage in the Bible of people that don't cross the finish line. Remember, the Lord Jesus taught that only 1 out of 4 people that start off in the faith cross the finish line. 1 out of 4. 1 out of 4. On average, that's these 3 good people right here and me. Out of us 4, 1 of us is going to cross the finish line on average. See, what I say to that is let someone else fulfill the averages. All 4 of us are going to, because we're going to study the word. Let the church that doesn't preach the word fulfill the averages. 98 out of 100. Not in this church. Not as long as I'm the pastor here, that ain't going to happen. He who receives seed among thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Money will take you out if you worship it, if you put it before God, if all you do is work and slave for money. That's making money an idol. And it starts off slow, real slow. Oh, you get a raise at work. Then you're going to use that money and you're going to buy a boat. But you work Monday through Saturday, so guess what day you're going to go boating? Sunday, church day, right? And then before you know it, while men slept, you've been taken out. That's what Jesus said. You can't worship both.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Have I told you about Boaters Exchange? Boaters Exchange is a family-owned boat store in Rockledge on US 1 right next to Rockledge Gardens. From Melbourne to Titusville, from Merritt Island to the beaches, Boaters Exchange serves the local community with boating supplies, boats, and world-class service as well. Boaters Exchange is a proud corporate sponsor and underwriter of the radio ministries of WMIE. They are available at 638-0090. Boaters Exchange was recently named one of the top 100 boat dealers in North America, and they are the only five-star dealer in Brevard. Once again, Boaters Exchange at 638-0090, 321-638-0090.
So what do I do now? The silence is so